I didn't realize that Dave Chappelle was such good friends with Yeezy. I didn't know that he and Kanye were BFFs, but look, he saw that Kanye was having a breakdown. If you remember, the same thing happened to Dave Chappelle years ago. He signed that multi-million dollar deal and then flipped out, ended his deal, and kind of disappeared for a few years.
Right.
So Kanye had this very public meltdown on a stage, pretending like he was running for president, but he isn't because he had no platform. He was just talking about his life and his own stuff and just more about Kanye. And then he got on Twitter when he got home. And I had already put myself to bed. Like, I put my phone down, I had the TV on, and I get this text from my ex-husband. He's like, Kanye breaking down on Twitter. Get on Twitter really quickly. So I get on there, and Kanye is having one of his famous meltdowns. I mean, it's bad. It's really bad. So people on Twitter start arguing, where's Kim? Why isn't she stopping him?
Right.
Right. And then other people are like, don't make fun of him. This is not a time to make jokes. This is serious mental illness. And I got into it with this guy who said, this is no different than Amanda Bynes. We shouldn't make fun of him. And I said, hang on a minute. Amanda Bynes didn't know she had bipolar disorder. She had a total meltdown, found out she had bipolar disorder, and then went and took care of it, and then kind of backed off of it all. Kanye is well aware that he has bipolar disorder. He knows. He actually did this whole piece with The Atlantic about why he will not take medication, because he is perpetuating the stereotype that if you take medication, you're no longer creative.
So where is Kim?
Well, that's the thing. So he's in Wyoming. I thought she was in Wyoming, too. Maybe she's in L.A. I don't know.
I don't think she's ever been to Wyoming.
Oh, well, I know she did because they have horses there, and she posted all about the horses. So at least then she was in Wyoming. But I think that she's back in L.A. right now, and he's in Wyoming without her, melting down. So he's having this huge meltdown. He deletes all of his tweets. And the next thing I see is he's tweeting that Dave Chappelle got on a plane and flew from Ohio to Wyoming to be with him during a pandemic. That is a good friend.
All right, Dave, can you please just make us smile? The world needs some, you know, we need some joy.
A smile, right?
Yeah, we need a smile.
Brotherhood is real.
Kanye's like, no, that I'm a man joke. Give us a joke.
Make me laugh. Make me laugh, funny man.
See, he's asking for a joke. He's like, no, that wasn't good enough. So now he's got to sit and think of a joke. You know, I hate that.
Well, he should have turned to Kanye and say, write me a song. Now, go. You want me to do my job, you do your job, and then we'll meet in the middle somewhere.
I think that's the hardest thing for comedians. You've known comedians. We both have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's the hardest thing. Once somebody finds out you're a comedian, they're like, okay, tell me a joke. It's like, but that's not what comedy, you know, you ask a five-year-old, tell me a joke. And the five-year-old goes, knock, knock, who's there? You know, orange, orange, who? Aren't you glad I didn't say banana? Like that's, you know, that's right. A five-year-old thing. Tell me a joke. But you don't say to a professional comedian, tell me a joke.
Yeah, you can't be funny in Wyoming, period. You know,
why? Too many open spaces?
It's just the wrong place to even have comedy. There's nothing to laugh about in Wyoming. So he doesn't feel funny in Wyoming. And he has no coffee. And, you know, Kim's not there. So he can't look at her.
Although I have to say, like, I have walked over to a doctor at a party and gone, what's this on my arm?
Well, you have to. I mean, that's doctors and dentists. They get that all the time. They have to.
So is that different? Is that different than walking over to a comedian and say, make me laugh? It's the same thing.
Kind of is. Yeah. I mean, if your friend is a doctor, you're going to want him to look at you, you know, when he's not being a doctor.
Yeah. But Al Jackson is one of my really good friends. He's been on our show many times. He's a comedian. He tours and whatever. I have never walked over to him and said, be funny. I've actually had very serious conversations with him where he's not funny. And other times where, like, I remember like one time I told him, I said that I'm training for a triathlon. And he goes, you know, your legs, do they know that you do radio?
See, he's funny. He made you laugh.
Right. But I didn't ask him to. He just thought of it on the fly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's how it is when you hang out with people that are funny. They're just sometimes they're funny. Sometimes they're not. But they're not, you know, you can't, they don't perform. They're not puppets.
Why did Dave Chappelle have to go to Wyoming? Why can't his wife go to Wyoming and take care of him?
I think she's really mad at him because remember, he made up all kinds of stuff about that she was going to abort their daughter, which was simply not true. He also said in his Twitter rant that she was trying to have him committed, that she was taking him to a doctor and they were going to commit him and he was going to have to like go live with doctors. I don't forget how he phrased it. It was something really, he's deleted it now, but it was something like how Kim tried to have him committed.
Okay. So she's mad at him. Still, I think having a breakdown trumps being mad at him.
I mean, think she has said to him many times, you need to take your medication, and he said no.
Well, she should have not said for better or worse.
Right, this is the worst part.
Then you got to get on a plane, I'm sorry, put your Instagram down, get on a plane, leave Los Angeles, and go to Wyoming.
Go take care of your fam. Yeah,
go take care of your husband. You got to stand next to your husband no matter what. If not, then don't be married.
He actually really shamed her on Twitter. He posted pictures of all of his kids, and he said, none of my kids are ever going to pose naked or do Playboy like your wife did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Again, your wife is famous because of a sex tape.